I'm Manny Pacheco, and I'm thrilled you're sharing an hour of forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to read that shares America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will provide his On the Backlot report. Today, we're traveling across the pond to enjoy movie music from a collective talent that created the British invasion during the 1960s. The origins of this fabulous style of music came from a Cold War friendship that developed between Great Britain and the U.S. and was put on the fast track when John Kennedy became president. Young Americans developed a curiosity about the rumblings of music coming out of working class Liverpool, while at the same moment in time, the rebellious tone and image of rock and roll and blues musicians became popular with British youths. Ironically, the first breakthrough came from a Brit named Mr. Acker Bilk. Known for his trademark goatee, bowler hat, striped waistcoat, and his breathy, vibrato-rich lower register clarinet style, Bilk's 1962 instrumental hit, Stranger on the Shore, became the first number one single in the United States by an English artist. Compared to Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman, the musician's song was a theme from a 1961 BBC television drama serial, first broadcast in five parts. The phenomenon known as the James Bond film series also premiered in 1962. Composer John Barry borrowed riffs from the genre known as surf music, and an identity was created for the super sleuth that was modern and edgy. Forgotten Hollywood captures the origins of the British invasion. Manny Pacheco here, and I'm enjoying some of the most honored compositions from the Brits' Unforgotten Hollywood. After Lawrence of Arabia made Peter O'Toole an international star in 1962, Hollywood searched in earnest for productions with real English themes. What followed was a collection of films receiving positive audience attention, and they also garnered Academy Award attention, including Tom Jones, My Fair Lady, Mary Poppins, Beckett, and A Man for All Seasons. Films with a British sensibility, such as What's New Pussycat and Alfie, also spawned infectious music scores. A new wave of actors such as O'Toole and Michael Caine intrigued U.S. theater goers. Forgotten Hollywood captures the mod sound.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I've been here, there's a heaven above, Alfie.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. 50 years ago in 1964, the Fab Four visited television icon Ed Sullivan. It was a transformative experience, to say the least.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. And there was music, wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. Meadows of dawn and dew, but there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
Forgotten Hollywood. Young rock groups started to combine various British and American styles, coalescing in Liverpool during 1962 in what became known as Mercy Beat. As the James Bond film series began on exactly the same date, the Beatles released their first record, Love Me Do. A year later, CBS Evening News anchor Walter Cronkite, looking for something positive to report in the wake of the assassination of President Kennedy, he ran a Beatlemania story. After John, Paul, George, and Ringo captured the imagination of our nation, manager Brian Epstein signed a film deal for the group. Their first venture was A Hard Day's Night. The movie, directed by Richard Lester, had a profound effect on the Hollywood community. It's credited as being one of the most influential musical films of all time, inspiring numerous spy flicks, the Monkees television show, and later, pop music videos. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy your things, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're going.
to be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Associated with the well-known British invasion. I'm Manny Pacheco. Help was the second feature film made by the Beatles. The movie was inspired by the Marx Brothers classic Duck Soup and the modern humor of Peter Sellers. At the time of the original release of Help, its distributor United Artists also held the rights to the Bond series. What a coup! Forgotten Hollywood is involved in the zany antics.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
anybody's
help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I
find I've changed my mind
and
open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down,
and I do appreciate you being round.
Changed in
so many ways.
My independence.
to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them, she say to me, love will find a way. Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your
when we return, the Beatles' influence takes hold on Hollywood, and others follow. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today.
Back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales. How to
deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie Gunn.
Georgie Gunn,
Georgie Gunn.
Georgie Gunn.
The Seekers and a song made popular by Lulu, two recipients of Maud love as a result of the British invasion. I'm glad you're spending treasure time on Forgotten Hollywood. An obvious benefactor of the transatlantic collaboration was Petula Clark, who had a film career dating back to the end of World War II. One of her most popular tunes had a tremendous pedigree. This Is My Song was intended for the film A Countess from Hong Kong, which Charlie Chaplin wrote and directed. Chaplin saw his film as a throwback to the shipboard romances popular in the 1930s. Ultimately, the song was featured in the film as an instrumental. Despite this wonderful history, Clark actually hated the melody and never saw it as a hit record. Of course, she was wrong. Manny Pacheco reminding you that all the talent in the world doesn't mean you can predict the fate of a given production.
Is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky so blue since the hour I met you? Flowers are smiling bright, smiling for our delight, smiling so tender. All eternity, love, this is my song. Here is a song, a serenade to you. The world cannot be wrong if in this world serenade to you.
Cheetah doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
That was Peter Noone and the Herman's Hermits. They also enjoyed a short cinematic career. They appeared in several MGM movies. But Forgotten Hollywood reminds you, the Beatles were still the go-to visual experience.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land. Submarines, so we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all
Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot.
There's an amazing phenomenon that happens every now and then at the local movie houses. Two different movies from two different film companies come out at nearly the same time about nearly the same thing. Example, remember when Jerry Bruckheimer's Armageddon came out just about the same time as Deep Impact? Or the animated A Bug's Life at roughly the same time as Ants? It makes you wonder who's looking over whose shoulder. I noticed this recently in the release of Goliath Has Fallen and White House Down. In both of these movies, the White House came under attack by evil forces. And in both movies, a loner, written off as an underachiever, saves the day, conquers the bad guys, and comes out a hero by the end of the films. These two films were so alike, I'm surprised they didn't have the same theme song. So how does this happen, you ask? And that's a good question. I've asked around and gotten one unusual answer. It may be just conjecture, but the story I get has to do with the volatility of the motion picture industry. How the head of Warner Brothers can become the head of Paramount just that fast. How companies like Orion Pictures or Carolco can fold and then revive themselves a decade later. If the top dogs can move around so much, so can lesser pawns in the movie-making machine. Somebody leaves Company A, gets a better job at Company B. He or she was in the middle of a particular project and they decide that their first effort in that new job will be to pick up where they left off. If they were in development on an asteroid movie or a White House assault film, they pick up where they left off. They change the script. Instead of terrorists, they make the bad guys robbers. They hire talent that can make the new version more attractive than at their old job. And they rush it into production and release. Now, sometimes it isn't the story. Sometimes we just get fooled by the title. How many families went to see Monsters, Inc. and were shocked to find out they were in Monsters Ball? How did they explain to the kids why the white-haired lady from X-Men had no clothes? Now, please understand, this is just one theory. It doesn't even cover the obvious rush to copy hits. Remember when they said that Steven Seagal's Under Siege was nothing more than Die Hard on a boat? Manny and Steve, I guess that my high school teacher was right. There are only about seven basic story plots. That's why West Side Story was really Romeo and Juliet, and The Lion King was a retelling of Hamlet. Heck, there was even a Pamela Anderson movie called Barbed Wire that was really a sci-fi version of Casablanca. They were right. Everything old is new again.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for your smashing backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you look great in psychedelic wardrobe. The British invasion had a profound impact on the shape of popular music. It helped internationalize the production of rock and roll, establishing the Anglican popular music industry as a viable center of musical creativity. The collective stars also dented the record careers of established R&B acts like Chubby Checker and Jackie Wilson, and temporarily derailed the chart success of certain rock and roll stars, including Fats Domino and Elvis Presley. And so it goes. Let me leave you with England's homage to a sound made famous by crooner and actor Rudy Valley.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched out. Something, but you didn't try. You didn't do nothing. You let her walk by. Now everyone knows just how much I needed that gal. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started ringing your bell. Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town.
Ah, look at all the-
church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Sound.